God bless you, Dominique. Thank you for the seed of 4190. Know that you're going to rise up in glory and knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You're going to step into a season of power and authority and wisdom and new strength, and you're going to experience success in all that you do. You're going to see success in business. You're going to see success in whatever your hands do. For I put a strong word deep down within your heart. My glory shall rest upon thee. For I cause thee to be a prophetess of the Most High, a prophet of the Most High. And you're going to find that with your prophetic gifting, that you're going to be able to make right decisions and right opportunities. For this is your hour of power. This is your hour of a glory. This is your hour where you will step up and rise up and you'll make right decisions. Oh, business, 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 I will bless with the works of my hands. For the Lord says people are going to be hearing about you, and your name shall rest upon the lips of many, many, many people, and they're going to rush to help thee, because God said I give you access to other people's money in this season. Oh, all these social gatherings, these social events, social networks, God says your name is getting out. Your name is getting out, and people will hear thee. People will look for thee, for God will say unto thee that I'm preparing thee, and I will strengthen thee, yea, even in this hour. Whatever health challenges, God says, I remove it and I heal thee in this season. Now, I don't know what this burden is, what this shackle has been in regards to intimacy or love or affection. There's been some challenges, but God says, I'm removing the challenge, and you're going to be able to make right decisions, for you're learning a lot in this season, and I'm teaching you much in this season. And out of all that you've gone through in the area of financial matters and things from the past, and even relationship matters, God says, I'm going to make a voice out of thee. God says, write the book, write the book, write the book, because your story must be told so that others can read. They will read and tell of what I have placed deep down inside of thee. So the Lord says, in relationships, let cooperation, let unity, let coming together be the aspect where you'll be able to communicate. And as you do that, you'll move into an area of just fairness in the relationship, one hearing what the other has to say. I want you to know that God says, my glory shall rest upon thee. I want us to do not break this prophetic connection, because there's so much more that I must talk to you about. The next 3 months are major for you, major, that I got to talk to you about, and the decisions in the areas of business and relationship. I want you to take a leap of faith, a leap of faith. Get a seed in of $300. I want to talk to you about the next year of what I see coming into your life. One-on-one call with me and my wife for 45 minutes. I want to give you some prophetic instructions. God bless you. Thank you for your seed.
God bless you, Dominique. I hear the word of the Lord say to you, next in line. I hear Father God saying, you're next in line and available shelter. You're next in line for your miracle, and I see a Father God saying you're running the winning race, and you're not going to faint, yet you're going to gain new momentum and new strength. And I hear Father God saying don't second guess yourself. But Father God says this is the season where you're being built up from the inside out, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Dominique. I see God doing something with you in the area of, I don't know if you're in athletics, but sports. Well, something going with athletics and sports. I see you being favored in that area. Or God is touching something with your health. God says he's raising you up in this season. God says you're going to go forth. You're going to go forth with great tenacity and perseverance. And you're going to walk forth in persistence. God says the blessing and the fruits of your harvest are coming. And that's the word of the Lord.
Dominique.
Bless you, Dominique. I hear God saying there's favor with transportation, a new car. I don't know if you desire a new car, but I see favor in that. And I see God touching your body, your physical body, bringing forth healing, bringing forth wholeness, and you're beginning to walk in the power and the authority God has placed in you. And you're going to walk with great strength, great knowledge of who you are and the wisdom of God, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Dominique. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be extraordinary increases or extraordinary provisions So God says that you're in a special season. And God says that there's going to be, it's like things around you just going to be either new or just appear new because of the newness in you. And I hear God say that you're going to have like a new attitude and a new walk and a new talk. I'm even hearing God say a new wardrobe for the new you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless Sister Dominique, and I concur because I just heard the Lord saying new, a new you, that people's not going to recognize you, the change that's going to come upon your facial expressions, your demeanor. God said there's going to be great change, and that is the word of the Lord.
Yes, Sister Dominique, I hear that. When I first heard your name, I saw a tree, and I saw you being planted so deep down into the earth, and your roots will go near and far, saith the Spirit of Truth. And you shall bring forth fruit even in old age, saith the Spirit of Truth. For great is thy faithfulness, and great is your reward, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Dominique. I hear Father God saying this is the season for favor concerning educational matters. But Father God says your education is not over. I do hear Father God saying scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying he's visiting the home in a special way. I do hear Father God saying new shoes for the new walk. And I just hear Father God saying new consciousness for the new manifestation. Father God says you're building your consciousness and you're studying yourself. To be studying, yes, Father God says you're studying yourself to be approved in this season. For Father God says, know thyself and love yourself. Father God says, appreciate yourself. Father God says, study yourself and stop studying everyone else. And that is the word of the Lord.